The Living Church of God is a relatively small Christian church based in North Carolina. It drew international attention last March 12th when church member Terry Ratzman killed the pastor and six other people at a service at a Brookfield hotel before killing himself. Ratzman also wounded several people. Prosecutors concluded that Ratzman may have been upset with the church. Church officials held a news conference to answer questions about the past year. Midwest Regional Pastor Rand Millick says the church is trying to keep an eye out for members who are feeling stressed.
We have always been, in our minds, diligent trying to help and encourage anyone that we would feel would have that kind of a problem to seek help. But there's times, as said, it's happened in post offices, it's happened in other places that just simply you don't know. I wish everyone could. So nothing like this would ever happen again.
Millick says church members have learned that everyone needs community support when bad things happen. He acknowledges the Milwaukee area congregation has lost some members, but he says other people have joined the church and that local membership appears stable at between 50 and 60 people. Daryl Lovelady moved in from Kansas last fall to take over as local pastor. He says he knew he was in for a challenge.
And of course, when it was presented to me, it was one of those things that you do pause and say, well, do I really want to get involved with this? But then you have to consider the fact that it is a service and it is a calling.
One of the members of the Living Church of God who says he remains strong in his faith is Thomas Geiger. He says the church's teachings prepared him for the tragedy.
Because we've basically been braced for calamitous times all along. The Bible is filled with prophetic indications that as the end times approach, that these kind of things would happen.
Geiger has even written a book about the church shootings. The local congregation says it's still looking for a permanent home, but church leaders contend the tragedy has nothing to do with the inability to lock in a regular site for sermons. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.